Dr. Jim Roach, who practices holistic medicine in the Central Kentucky community of Midway, is a student of nutrition pioneer Weston Price. In the 1930s, Price, who was mainly concerned with oral health, studied tribal societies where only natural foods were on the menu.
The incidence of cancer was almost unheard of. The incidence of Alzheimer's, almost unheard of. Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, very rare to have those types of disorders.
But when preservatives were introduced in those tribal villages, Roach argues everything changed. Within a generation, he claims, such ailments surfaced. The preservative attracting the most worry is the nitrite added to meat products. Markey Cancer Center clinical dietitian Karina Christopher says nitrites are known to cause cancer in mice.
If you didn't put nitrites in hot dogs, for example, they wouldn't have that really pretty pink color. They would be like a gray, ugly color, and who would want to eat a gray hot dog? So, you know, they're making foods that don't have as much, but it's still not something that they've completely eliminated.
However, Christopher adds no definitive link has been found between nitrites and cancer in humans. There's also a question of concentration. If nitrites are a health concern, is there a safe level? At what concentration are nitrites risky? Joe O'Leary, who's a veteran professor in animal science at the University of Kentucky, says nitrites are quite common.
But if you are worried about nitrites, you also should not swallow your saliva, because it's much higher in nitrites than processed meat. We also find them if you get that new car odor. It's in the air in those.
O'Leary argues the elimination of preservatives such as nitrites from a diet is no guarantee cancer can be avoided. He says there are strict regulatory standards for preservatives. O'Leary adds preservatives delay spoilage, which is also a human health concern.
It's a way of preserving food, just like heating, fermentation, drying. So it allows us to get a longer shelf life out of that food so it doesn't spoil before it gets to the consumer.
Still, the long list of chemical ingredients found on packaged foods can leave consumers wondering, and an increasing number of Kentuckians seek out organic food when grocery shopping. At Lexington's Good Foods Co-op, which specializes in organic groceries, store manager Dan Arnett says sales have increased about 10% annually. Arnett says no researcher has yet concluded organic foods alone reduce the risk of cancer.
You know, there's not been a study on someone eating totally organic. I don't know that there's a big enough population sample eating totally organic that's been doing it for long enough to be studied that way. Now, there could be.
Arnett says organics tend to be more nutrient-dense. He adds not every piece of organic produce is chemical-free. Sprays are sometimes used in a very limited and regulated manner. Lexington's Amy Blake is loading groceries into the back of her vehicle. Her child and two nieces are in tow.
I have a picky two-year-old. It's whatever they're going to eat, but we do a lot of fruits and vegetables. Sometimes organic, sometimes just regular fruits and vegetables, but we do try to stick to the outside aisles, but occasionally get Cheetos or some of those things that do have preservatives in it.
And cost can be a factor as well. In the summer, Blake says organic foods are more affordable, but price can be more of an issue during the winter. So the verdict on the healthfulness of preservatives is far from in, and dietary decisions remain in the hands of shoppers. And don't think for a second the debate over the best foods to put on the table will be resolved anytime soon. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.